Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is artist and member of the Artists of Picacho Hills, Dr. Paul Maxwell, to talk to us about Holly Day House, a benefit for Mesilla Valley Hospice. It's going to be held Friday, November 16th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, November 17th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at St. Paul's United Methodist Church at 225 West Griggs here in Las Cruces. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you, Emily. I'm delighted to be here.
You're welcome. Tell me a little bit about the event and who's going to be there.
Well, that's correct. We are holding the event. Last year we held it at the United Methodist Church as well, and so we're doing it again this year. Just one thing about the address, the Methodist Church entrance is on Griggs Road, but to get to our event, you need to come around the backside off May Avenue, and there's a parking lot there, and then there's the area where we'll be holding our exhibit and showing all of our artistic wares for the public, and we're really looking forward to seeing a lot of folks come out and join us. And it's for not only just for selling our art and our material, but also we're going to have a raffle, and a number of us are contributing art pieces to the raffle, so you can come in and win a nice piece of art for a little bit of investment, and that money all goes to the Mesilla Valley Hospice organization.
There'll be a silent auction as well.
Correct.
Well, let's find out a little bit about the Artists of Picacho Hills. You're all residents of Picacho Hills?
That's correct. And let me just mention at the outset, I'm relatively new. My wife and I are longtime residents of our region, but my wife lived in El Paso, I lived in Santa Teresa, and we moved here a year ago to Las Cruces and live in Picacho Hills. And I was just delighted to find that we had an artist association of the caliber and the type of folks that are at Picacho Hills. So while I'm a relative new member in the association, I've been doing art mostly all my life, but, you know, starting as a young lad, but I got involved in other career efforts, and it's only been in the last 6 years that I've been doing it full-time as an artist.
Well, what was your passion in getting started with your artwork? And tell me about your art.
Well, my own art is focused on paintings. When I was younger, it was various types of painting, watercolor, some oil. And then I took a hiatus from my art. I had a lot of creative energy and focus, but I decided to focus that in engineering and science-type creativity for many years. In the last 6 years, I went into a new medium, acrylics, and I do acrylic paintings of various topics, mostly a lot of landscapes, but I do people, I do portraits, I do commission work. And more recently, I've gone back to watercolors because that's a great way of getting colors onto a piece of paper quickly and trying to get a sense of what it is you're trying to do with a painting or the mood or what have you. But many of our artists within the association also do watercolors, also do acrylics, also do oils. And we have a spectacular lineup of artists who will be showing their work and selling their wares in this event.
Well, I see that you have about 30 members of the Artists of Picacho Hills, but not everyone will be attending.
Not everybody will be presenting their work. I don't know how many of the members will actually come to the show as well. We like to see other people's, our friends' art, and we share in our meetings monthly. We do share new pieces and so forth. But approximately half of the association will be presenting their artwork. And the artwork is varied. It goes anywhere from paintings and sculptures. We have one new artist in our group, Michelle Marshall, who actually uses Excel. Now, I use Excel at home, but I use it for doing my financial stuff or my, you know, doing my monthly bills. But Michelle has figured out a way to take advantage of some little-known aspects of Excel where she can create free forms within the cell structure. And she creates beautiful paintings or pictures that are based on her creativity and what she does with Excel. She's actually approached Excel, and I believe they're in New York, and told them about some of her efforts with the Excel program, and they had no idea that one could do this. But she will be exhibiting her work. She's one of our new artists. I think it's going to be exciting. The public will, I think, really enjoy what she does and the works that she's created just with that medium. Totally different, totally new. Nobody's seen this before.
When I saw that she was doing Excel, I just couldn't imagine what it would look like. We'll have to go in and see, right?
Please come and see her art. She's new to this type of activity, but she's got some fabulous pieces. I think people will enjoy seeing them, and I think the prices will be within reason for everybody.
So besides your type of paintings, there'll be sculptures, metalwork, ceramics.
Absolutely. We've got Jan Severson and Marilyn Hansen who've been doing some spectacular reed weavings. And these are pieces that are three-dimensional. They look gorgeous on a tabletop or in a bookshelf or in that special nook in your house. And they're extremely creative. And Jan's has shown her work and sold her work up in Ruidoso at their artistic events up there. I think she's going to Albuquerque later in the month, where she'll also be part of the show and selling her works there. And she's very stunning pieces of work. We have people do quilting. And Sharon Cunningham will have all things quilted, from potholders to king-size bed covers and anything that you could think of that you would like from a quilting aspect. There'll be new items in fused glass and metalworks from Greta Berger. Larry Fellhauer, who's our president, he also does fused glass and metal as well as ceramics. And a lot of people up in Picacho Hills exhibit his works in their yard or on their walls or in their homes. And, you know, they're gorgeous pieces.
So they're large pieces, then?
Sometimes they're large, sometimes they're small, depending on his mood. He does some very interesting thing with ceramics. My background in the scientific sense is in materials and ceramics, metals, what have you. And I'm just fascinated by the types of ceramic sculptures. What I'm trying to say is, you know, the feel of them, the looks of them. And you know, you just want to go, wow, where did he get that? How did he create that particular piece? And so it really is wonderful. He does crosses, he does nativities, he does yard art. So, you know, all of that is something to look forward to. We got Wanda Sparks. She does a thing called gourdements. She works with gourds, and she does paints them, makes them beautiful. If you've ever seen gourd work, there's a lot of folks, I think, here in New Mexico that do gourds, but she's one of the best, and I think people will really enjoy her work. And then Rosemary McGowan, Marilyn Payne, Lori Shilett, Lena Lee, Lena Payne, they're going to be doing jewelry. They're all expert silversmiths or stone setters or what have you. They have a very nice array of very beautiful jewelry that will appeal to many, many different folks for many different types of gifts that you may be looking for, that special somebody or something that will fill out your collection of jewelry for your wife or your mother or what have you. And the prices, again, you know, we're not looking to get rich in these things. We're really interested in displaying our art, letting people see our creativity, and then hopefully sell a few things that make sense for them. Judy Bess is one of our fine art painters. She does vibrant acrylic paintings. I would mention that Steve Bailey is always trying something new as well. And this year he's doing some paintings. He's got some artwork that he's displaying in Las Cruces, and it just flies off the walls, literally. I mean, his stuff is that good. I wish my stuff would move that quickly, but I'm impressed by what he's done. Look to see pen and ink drawings, jewelry, art cards, and other things from his booth and his display. I mentioned Rosemary McGowan and doing jewelry and so on, but Rosemary is an excellent artist as a painter. And I'm humbled sometimes when I see her work, and I try to we display our works at the country club, and she's got some fabulous paintings that she does of our region. And I think people are going to be impressed by the types of artwork that she'll be displaying behind her jewelry. So you can come and see her jewelry, you can come see her paintings. I think you're going to be very impressed by what she does.
And this event comes before Thanksgiving, before Christmas, getting ready for Christmas gift giving.
Absolutely. They don't have to go to El Paso. They don't have to go to Juarez. They don't have to go to Albuquerque. Come here to St. Paul's United Methodist Church and see some local artists in their wares. I think you're going to be blown away by what you see.
what would you tell a young artist or someone even not so young who would like to start painting?
That's an interesting question or set of questions you're asking. And what I can only say to any artist, that if you're interested in art and you're interested in creating something that you would call art, whether it be a painting or a sculpture, whatever, do it. The best way to learn how to do something creative is just follow your instincts and do it. Get a piece of canvas, get some brushes, get some paint, if that's the area you want to focus on. And you can go online. There's all sorts of courses in acrylics, in watercolor techniques, in whatever, oil. You can learn, if you don't already know some of the styles or some of the issues are related to those media, you can go online and find out. Another way of doing it, I have a very good friend who's an artist here in our community. He used to teach at New Mexico State University as an instructor in the fine arts, and his name is Ron Fritz. And Ron is, for the rest of this month, he's actually holding a series of classes at the El Paso Art Association, where half a dozen or so artists are learning new techniques for drawing, for painting, for using acrylics and watercolors, which are all the different styles that he teaches, and you learn something. I'm a fairly senior artist. I held off for 50 years, really working full-time in the art. I started young. I painted. I doodled when I was 4 years old. I was drawing with pencil and paper and whatever I could find. And up until my early 20s, I was painting and doing art, and then I left that. I came back 50 years later, and now I'm doing it full-time, and I'm still learning. You always learn, and I think that's true of whether you're 20 years old or you're 50 years old or you're 70 years old, you're going to continue learning. And hopefully you're growing your art and growing your expertise in a way that's going to create something that people will enjoy.
And do the artists of Picacho Hills hold classes as well?
We have explored, and I've, in fact, suggested that we do some art classes for our members or for non-members, and we're exploring doing that in the next year. And we have a country club there that does have space, and we would be delighted to have anyone in our community, particularly in the Picacho Hills area, if they would be interested, they could contact us, and we could explore how we could do that.
The Holiday House, not holiday, will be held Friday, November the 16th from 10 to 5, and on Saturday, November 17th from 9 to 5. Parking is south of the church, as you said, and you turn on May Avenue, which is one way, from Alameda Boulevard, so you can visit with the artist, find that unique gift for that special person.
Absolutely, and just let me mention again, the benefits from this event, they're going to go to the Mesilla Valley Hospice Organization, and we're delighted that we can help in any way in providing contributions to our community in that sense as well.
Thank you so much for coming down and talking to us about the Holiday House helping out our community.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
You're welcome. Paul Maxwell, artist and member of the Artists of Picacho Hills. And you'll be there both days.
Yes, I will be there for sure.
Thank you. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.